Hi, I'm Ray Hageman, and this is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. A translocated grizzly bear from Montana is observed with cubs in Wyoming. Stay tuned. A female grizzly bear translocated 2 years ago from the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem in Montana to the Greater Yellowstone ecosystem in Wyoming was recently seen and photographed with cubs at her den site during a radio telemetry monitoring flight. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Director Christy Clark says this is concrete evidence that Montana and Wyoming are committed to sustaining recovered populations of grizzly bears and is a major success in our continued efforts to ensure genetic diversity in these two recovered populations of bears. The female was one of two grizzlies translocated through a partnership between Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, the Wyoming Game and Fish Department, and Yellowstone National Park. The other bear was a sub-adult male. The female was 4 years old at the time of the translocation and is now six. Grizzly bears in these populations usually give birth for the first time at 5 or 6 years old. Not surprising from an age standpoint. What's more surprising is last year the bear was still very mobile, making large wandering movements, expending energy that could have reduced its chances of reproducing. For years, bear management in Montana and Wyoming has focused on managing an ever-growing bear population as recovery levels in the two ecosystems were surpassed years ago. The translocation of the bears was intended to introduce new genetic material into the currently isolated Greater Yellowstone Ecosystem grizzly bear population as part of an agreement signed by the states of Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming to address a U.S. Ninth Circuit Court ruling following the 2017 delisting of the Greater Yellowstone population. While the best available science indicates genetic exchange among distinct grizzly bear populations was not essential for biological recovery, ecological benefits of genetic diversity are advantageous to further support robust populations. The temporary road closures on Yellowtail Wildlife Habitat Management Area near Lovell due to the Kane Fire are now lifted and all roads on the WHMA are now open. Special thanks to the U.S. Forest Service, National Park Service, and Wyoming Game and Fish Department crews who removed hazardous trees from burned areas to reopen access. Visitors are asked to remain cautious when recreating at Yellowtail. Standing trees in the perimeter of the fire are weak and could become potential fall hazards during wind and other weather events. The Wyoming Outdoorsman is a program by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. I'm Ray Hageman.